Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio. Hi, I hope you're having a good day.
The Melbourne International Comedy Festival is coming up, and if you're not a goddamn fool, you'll come see me host the world's least pleasant, most heinous game show. Big deal. A sort of nightmare game show starring a whole nasty bunch of Sans Pants people and comedians. It's sort of like the game show equivalent of shitting a massive deuce and then looking down and seeing absolutely nothing. Grab your tickets from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or from our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live. Also, if you find yourself on the Sans Pants Radio Twitch channel this Friday at midday Eastern Australian time, come watch me, Zamet, Cass, and Adam play the confusing and intense board game Scythe. I'm sure to lose. So head to twitch.tv/sanspantsradio this Friday and watch as I fail to take over an alternate history Europe.
Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like which animal mashup would make the best movie monster?
So we're talking like a sort of like
sharktopus type of thing.
Yeah, octocano or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
Can I go first?
Yes.
Yeah.
Horsequake.
Horsequake?
So initially I was going to mash up animals, but you just reminded me then that natural disasters are an option.
They're not.
So an earthquake. Half horse, half earthquake.
All right.
Imagine an earthquake, but the cracks in the earth open up, and what pours forth from the bowels of this here planet but plethora of horse. Horse upon horse upon horse.
A sea of horse coming out of
the
earth.
So I think for me, it's best if I set my horror disaster movie maybe in a city.
Yep.
Let's go LA. Why not?
Yep.
LA, earthquake comes in and destroys the city. LA, I'm fairly sure, is built on a fault line anyway, so that works. Maybe that's San Fran. Anyway, it's happened. And then out of the bowels of the earth crawl forth horses.
Do they look like just... How big are they? Normal horse size?
Normal horse size. Here is my concern number one.
Normal horses aren't that scary.
Well, a lot of them are. That's a stampede. So,
yeah.
So check yourself.
I'm so sorry. I need to check my stampede privilege.
What I'm thinking of is it's hard for a horse to get over a ledge.
So the ground opens up and the horse is just like, just here.
Wait.
No!
But yeah. Horses can jump.
Yeah, if they get a run-up.
Yeah, but they can't jump directly vertically.
That's
when was the last
true.
Time you see a horse hop?
Can a horse climb? Because if horses can't climb... But maybe that works in my favor, because that means all of the horses are panicked.
Well, yep. But the thing is, though, if with a horsequake, so the horse at the front or the top of the line, they're going to try and be scrambling, but then they're going to be pushed up by horse.
That's true. It's kind of like a geyser of horse.
Yeah.
Except it could just be corpse of horse.
Will be at the beginning, yes.
Well, yeah, there'd be a lot of, like, dead
there's
horses.
A lot of dead
correct.
Horses. Absolutely, there's dead horses, Dusha. But after that, there's a stampede, a never-ending stampede.
Until the fault
I know
lines
it was
glow.
Worse, yeah. Either a horsequake or a vol horse. snow.
A horse kano, surely. No, well, it's a horse quake, but sometimes in an earthquake there is magma. But let's replace that magma with horse. Do we think, say you had a street full of people and cars, and you just sent a river, effectively, of horse down that street, what would happen to the cars and the people? What's going to give
okay,
out first?
Okay, the people mashed. Just turned into a paste.
That's great. We're driving away. I'm like, Tusha, what's the state? And you're like, the people are mashed. They've been mashed, Jackson. Mashed to death. So the people are mashed. Cars, mashed?
Cars, probably, definitely crushed.
Yeah.
Probably still recognizable as cars, though. But okay. The people are not.
What is the, and this would probably be good to figure out for all of our monsters. What's the end game scenario here? Is it a sea of horse?
Well, I guess the end game here for the horror, like, because most of these movies end with the big thing gonna break a important thing. So whether it be like a building full of civilians or like an entire city, there's an escalation to a point and then the hero has to do something to stop it. But how do you stop a horse?
Let's say that the horses, what everyone's scared about is that the horses will reach the Hollywood sign.
It's very simple how you stop a horse quake is a lot of cowboys.
That's
you need great. A cowboy Kano.
Horse quake versus cowboy Kano. It's great to imagine going to like a
no matter who wins, yeehaw.
This is it, like a volcano erupt and a bunch of cowboys coming out. Yeehaw!
Wait, but are the cowboys on foot? Because they will too need to be on horses to round up the horses. But I guess it's not really a problem if the cowboys are on horses, because the horses aren't necessarily evil. They're just
spooked.
Kind of.
Well, I figured that this, like the first wave, they'll have to catch the horses.
Mm.
And then once they kind of round one, or get one horse, and they can round up several more horses.
That's true. It's great to imagine going to, I don't know, where do cowboys hang out? Going to an old Hollywood lot and being like, your time has come. Or they hear that yeehaw as the earth splits and they're like, or they hear not the yeehaw, the whinny as the earth splits.
No!
And they're like, it's time. Bum, bum, bum. And then they go and they round up the horse. It's a lot of horses.
Mm. It's quite a lot of horses.
Controversial opinion. Maybe cowboys in bulldozers. Do we think a bulldozer ridden by a cowboy, so they know their stuff, is that going to be enough to cut a bloody swathe through the never-ending torrent of horse?
Well, the problem with, say, a horse quake is the
how do you,
I guess,
stop it?
Yeah, the aftershocks. Like, it'll stop itself, but there's going to be, like, wave upon wave of, like, well, you think everything's calm, then there's more horse.
it's gonna sound like this. This is the sound of the horse quake. Those are the after horse quakes.
Yeah, I got it. We were all there.
And they're just a couple of horses coming
out.
You know, you've already destabilized the fault lines. And that means there'll be more horse quakes in the future.
Well, of course. But like when there's a big old horse quake that kind of like comes through a building, there's just going to be horses appearing in buildings.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They'll be pouring into people's lounge rooms, into offices,
mashing everyone inside.
It's going to be a mash fest.
Oh, imagine like a car that's been parked on a road and then like a lot of horses just
collecting it and it just the car disappearing into the... Imagine
horse
this.
Horse mass.
Imagine the four of us. The four of us. The three of us and a horse.
Yep.
But that's our horse.
Yeah.
Are in a car.
We love this horse.
We're in a car. But imagine... So you don't think a horse is scary, right? But imagine being in a car that a horse wants to get into at all costs. That's fucking terrifying. Slamming its body in, kicking the doors.
I like the idea that you're not only imagining a horse quake, it's not random horses, but it's horses that want to kill us and get in our cars.
And it's not horses that want to kill us, dude. It's horses that really want to drive.
They just want to get in our houses. It's horses that don't want to kill us, they want to replace us. I knew this was coming. I'm in this movie, but I'm like, you know, the scientist and in every like natural disaster movie where I'm like, I've looked at the figures. I've looked at the statistics. A horse quake is coming. We need to change our policy. Don't be crazy, Jackson. There's no horse quake.
Wow.
God damn it, I knew this was coming.
And then the horse quake ravages the town until we gather up cowboys and bulldozers. I just think there'd be something immensely satisfying about it. Imagine like a river of horse.
I agree.
But then watching that bulldozer cut like a red line through them is just so good.
See, the problem is, though, what we're doing here is that we're kind of introducing... it's not quite so much the cane toad to get rid of the cane beetle. What we're doing here is we're having one natural disaster
fight another
natural disaster. Because evidently, the cowboys on bulldozers that are spewing forth from a volcano will, of course, mop up them horses.
Cowdozercano.
But now with the cowdozercano, we now have the cowdozercano problem of a lot of...
It's like that's like cut to the scene before a horse is trying to get into the car, but it's a cowboy trying to jimmy the lock.
Snipe-nado? Yep. It is a tornado full of snipers to take out the cowboys driving bulldozers.
I just don't feel like snipers are the natural enemy of a cowboy.
Cowboys don't see bullets coming from that far away.
The natural enemy of the cowboy is change.
Yeah.
You know, it's an evolving America.
Or a family.
That's what kills the cowboy.
Or a family, they settle down.
Yeah, so it's a tornado full of families being like, you've been an outlaw long enough!
Fam-nado.
Please, and all the cowboys are like, it's time to give up the lifestyle, and they all walk into the tornado.
But then we got too many families.
Oh no, they gotta settle somewhere.
Okay, so what is a natural enemy of family?
Divorce.
I was gonna say divorce.
It's
or
a
mistress.
It's a tidal mistress or a mistress wave. That'll come crashing down on the families, tearing them apart from the inside out, and then eventually leaving.
Okay, what's the natural enemy of a mistress? A wedding ring, because now they become the new family.
Oh, well, that's just a cycle. We can deal with that, right? Because then you just get new families and then a new family.
And then they get sucked up into the sky and then they prepare for the next fam-nado.
So the fam-nado goes there and then they're in the ocean and that becomes a... Okay.
I'm very scared that we're going to keep trying to find the natural enemy of say, the mistress, and it's one day just going to be horse again. What's the natural enemy of the mistress?
Horse!
No. Horse quake! A whole bunch of horses killing
mistresses.
Mistresses
are too... Look, they don't... Like, they're not fan of horses.
They can get, they'd get mashed!
Yeah! Then we get a mistress mash. But at least we're back to a manageable horse quake. Thank goodness.
We just need to wait for this cano to go off, and then we're sweet.
And we're back to the beginning, baby, and that's how life's got to be.
Hey, that's how it be.
That's Hollywood, baby. That's showbiz. It's all horse quakes and mistress waves.
That what we do.
And fam-nados. So a scary movie only in that it's turned the city that you live in into something far more terrible than it ever was.
Just a mess.
Yeah.
Corpses as far as the eye can see and lots of happy families.
So,
but like 1850s American families.
Yeah, lots of ranches. Lots of ranches getting built in the Hollywood Hills. Damn, ever since that fam-nado came through, all of these turn-of-the-century ranches, they're really a pest.
But you know what the ranchers will need?
Horses.
Yes.
And you know what we've got in droves?
Horses.
Ain't been a horse quake in this area for a while. They got to wait.
Our horse reservoirs are running dry.
Man, LA's weird these days.
Yeah. Are we judging this out of scariness or horror or?
Well,
or
all of these movies,
scariness, horror, and
survivability.
How about we go horror, survivability, plausibility?
Yeah. All right. Okay. So horror. Parts of it are pretty horrible.
You're seeing people getting mashed to death.
There's
a lot of
dead horses.
A horse trying to get in your...
Well, and a lot of married cowboys. And I guess if you fear change in the old... and you kind of miss the old
west. If you are a cowboy who is worried that your rebel life will be eventually taken away from you, and that the changing landscape of the American West might rob you of purpose, then that's pretty scary.
That's pretty scary.
For horror, it's probably like a 3.5 to a 4.
Yeah.
Look, 4 to 5. Survivability...
Five you die or zero you die?
Five you die. Yeah,
there's no way any of us, being that none of us are cowboys, could survive a horse quake.
Oh wait, Can one? Oh, I could be a mistress, though.
Oh, that's true. We could all be mistresses in the mistress wave. But yeah. I have to assume, no, for the sake of it.
No, because you live in the town.
We
you're
live
not
in our
life.
No, yeah,
we
true,
suffer that. Through the mistress wave and the famnado.
That's a natural disaster.
That is exactly. True.
You can't be, it's like, I can't be a volcano. That's I'm true, a
you
man. Can't.
You are a man.
That's true, man. You're not a cowboy. You're
yeah,
just a
you're
human
not a man.
Guy.
Kano.
Yeah.
And the last one?
Plausibility.
Plausibility. Zero?
Five. Any day now.
I see. I'm the skeptic. I'm the scientist.
You fool! Look at the numbers.
There is no way that this.
If you look at the Richter scale, it spells out nay.
January 13th, 1985, Yellowstone. A horsequake nearly destroyed the entire national forest. It's coming, I tell you.
People got mashed. Mashed.
All right, so I guess five out
we
of
need
five.
To build a cow dozer Kano.
Thank God I was building a miniature one in my laboratory. I knew those bigwigs in Washington wouldn't listen to me. Anyway, so what's my final score? 15?
No, 10.
14.
Oh, 14, that's right. Yeah, that's a good,
good
strong start. I'm going to go next. So I'm sticking with my original plan. I thought about changing it, but then my change then got incorporated to yours.
Okay.
Because I was going to breed mine with a volcano, because again, I forgot natural disaster off the table. But I'm going to stick with my original plan.
Okay.
Duck and worm.
Okay.
Making a derm.
The size of which?
Okay, size of the duck.
Okay.
Shape of a worm.
Okay. Okay.
Front half is normal worm. Uh-huh. Back half, duck penis.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's no. Just a worm with a corkscrew bomb. That's all that looks like. I don't know that that's a worm and a duck. I just think that's a wrong worm.
But it's big.
It's the size of a duck.
That's a thirsty worm.
I hate that I have to ask this question, but here we are. What happens to a duck's penis when it gets erect?
I don't know.
Is that
know.
A floppy front worm and a turgid back worm?
Yeah. Because when it gets erect, that's when it all like pokes out. And
okay,
corkscrew.
So it just looks like a worm with a pig's tail. But occasionally it's like, bring. I would think it was a stinger.
Yeah.
And I would be Wait. So scared.
What about the female derms?
Yeah, what do the female derms look like? Well, do they have a duck vagina?
Do they have a maize vagina?
In the worm front? I'm like, hey, it's a weird worm with a corkscrew tail and half a worm.
Half a worm that's gone.
And then I see the worms face each other backwards and I'm like, I don't know what's about to happen. And then they're fucking and it looks like a full worm. Like a regular worm with two heads. Because half of one worm is in the first worm.
Yes, I'm like, that's exactly
this
what
happened. This has ruined my town. This has destroyed
just,
my life.
It has ruined my day.
I feel like I have to draw this.
So, I imagine that they roll into town because it would have to be like a plague of them because obviously one you could just hit with a shovel.
Yeah, and it wouldn't
yep,
be a problem.
Fair enough. Just
but it rolls
it.
In and yeah, it looks like a two-headed worm, but then they detach and you realize that they were fucking as they rolled into town.
What is their threat to me? I mean, I hate looking at them. That's pretty bad.
They're driving
already.
Your property values down because everyone hates looking at them.
Damn it.
They also quack like a duck.
Why?
Do they have
With
a bill?
What mouth?
Do they have a duck bill?
No, just out of the worm mouth.
Okay, so they're driving property values down. It's a bit like Tremors, but worse. All right, Joel Dusha's worst Tremors. Okay. You arrive in town. Do you? Is that kind of what you're imagining them looking like?
Yep.
Yep. Just a worm with a cork tail.
A worm with a tail.
I love the two-headed worm, though. Like, when they're fucking, they're just like one big worm. But and that's how I imagine them rolling into town. So you think they're just big worms.
Do they roll on their side?
Like, when they're connected?
Yeah. Or do they wiggle?
They worm like a worm.
Do they appear from any one location?
Maybe out of a creek.
So not like it's not like oh we blew up the mine to an old cavern full of them or oh no this underground lake no it was just like you know that creek that's full of these fucking derms.
Maybe I don't know a science experiment went wrong and they dumped
and how
I'm combining the genetics. I've been trying so hard to combine the genetics.
You know what? They've been trying to crossbreed ducks and worms so that the ducks inherit the ability of worms of like eating dirt and shitting out clean dirt, except it's polluted water.
Okay.
So like, hey, we'll use the ducks as a filter for our creek. Goes horribly wrong.
The worms have duck penises.
Does that mean there's a group of ducks with worm penises somewhere?
Just instead of a head. Oh man, a duck with a worm for a head is pretty good too.
I gotta draw that now.
We got worms and dirt.
Walks.
Walks.
All right.
Derms and walks.
So, you roll into town. Do you know this is coming? Are you like, those fools?
They did. Their science has gone too far.
They shouldn't have tried to play God.
Purify the water with just don't litter.
Wait, so is it a worm's back half or also a worm's front half?
Or is it like imagining where the duck neck is, but then the worm head
yeah,
is?
Yeah, that's basically it, yes.
Is it the size like in comparison of the duck or is it also little? So it just looks like
the size of... Wait, hang on.
No. So Zamet's asking if it's the regular size of a duck body, but then the same size as a worm, but its head. So yeah. It would have a tiny head.
Yeah. Does it look like this?
Does it? Yeah.
Does yes. It... So except I was imagining like not as much worm.
So like, is it
so short
it's
a neck?
In it's in
Like proportion. Yeah. To a duck. Yes.
Oh, this is disappointing. I was imagining a little worm head just poking out.
I'll draw all of them. Don't worry. I need to get these visions onto the page because they are haunting. All right, well, what are you going to do about it? So, like with the horsequake, you got to figure out the end goal.
Well, I feel like the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to give everyone shovels and we're going to try and cut them in half. But then we're going to remember that worms can survive like that.
Oh, that's true.
And
that's a misconception. They can't.
Oh, maybe
so you're just castrating a lot of worms. I don't know if you're killing a worm. Yeah. Like, it might bleed out, but you're not.
You're just maybe
duck blood in
you're
it.
You're just castrating.
You're killing a whole bunch of. Castrating a whole bunch of worms.
Yeah.
Before you go on there, here's a word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, a reminder that this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, we're doing a hideous game show called Big Deal, and it will make you upset. Head to sanspantsradio.com/live to grab your tickets. Also, if you head to sanspantsradio.com/merch right now, you can grab some limited edition enamel pins of my face and some logos. Show the world you love us. Okay, so at what...
Their weakness is to cut off their dicks. I thought that was their weird tail. No, it's their dicks.
That's great because now you're not like the scientist who is aware of what's coming. You're more like the crazy old man that it happened to back in the 40s.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's happening again.
I'm like that guy in Jaws.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I would just assume it was their tail and I would hate the old man yelling that, no,
it's their dick.
It's their dick. Like,
you seen any of those half derms? That's because it's their puss.
It's inside one right now. And then you'd pick it up and you'd separate it forcefully. And then you'd like vomit into the creek.
There's like, just like a bit of mucus, like a strand linking them together.
No.
This is their fuck juice.
Oh, man, I hate you. Just say it's their tail. No, don't be a coward.
It's a cock. Look at it. Call it a cock.
Slapping it on a rock.
Why does it matter?
Okay,
old
so
man?
We've castrated a bunch of worms.
Then they can't reproduce and they die out.
And life goes back to an unpleasant normal in the town. Well,
imagine above, like, I work at, like, a gun shop.
Yeah.
Okay. And which is funny because I've given everyone shovels and not guns.
Guns won't work. They're too little.
You gotta shoot them in the ducks.
I'm just shooting a worm in its cock.
But I also like that then I've got like a photo above my gun shop counter of me and a derm. I'm holding it above my head.
That's great.
So because... no one forgets.
Like a fishing photo. Holding it by the penis.
Could you eat them?
No.
You shouldn't.
I mean, you could, but no, you shouldn't.
Nothing's stopping you.
I mean, you can fucking eat raw sewage as well. I mean, it's possible, but you shouldn't.
Like, I mean, because you could do like a Peking duck with the wok.
Yeah, I guess. It tastes like dirt.
Or would it taste duck. Like... I guess because they both have the diet of
imagine
the...
Imagine if... Imagine if the derm does still taste like duck and people eat it, but it has the outside consistency of a worm. Did I chew on a brain?
I hate Joel Dusha's no-legged freaks.
All right.
Or duck-penised freaks, depending.
Horror. Five.
Almost a six.
Yeah. I hate this. I hate it a lot.
Okay. Survivability.
Well, you survive, yeah. So technically it's like a one, but are you the same?
No. The Jackson I am now would not survive. I'm a far different Jackson at
I'd
the end of all
this. I'd say a two, so we've got a six out of five and a two out of five.
All right, and plausibility, five.
Oh, that's zero again.
No, it's coming. They need to purify that water.
Buy a shovel, prepare for derms. You know that's all I'm saying.
You know what's cheap? Ducks and worms.
It's because derm, I'm imagining like Bruce Dern's last name, but with an M. But it's actually it would actually be D-U.
No, it would be D-O. Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, look at all these derms. I'd be like, they're dorms. Or darms, maybe, depending.
All right.
Dorums.
Dorums. The creek's full of dorums.
No, the derms, because it's duck and worm.
Yeah, you're right. It is
all
derm.
All right. 13 as a total score. Mm-hmm. That's super.
Memorable.
Memorable.
Sure is. All right. Well, don't know if I could. So I was thinking, well, what don't you want in a lot of creatures?
Okay.
Slippy.
Yeah,
you don't want them slippy.
That's true.
Okay? We learned that in my creature.
Yeah.
You don't want them wriggling around. And so I was thinking, well...
I just wanted to clarify, and I'm sure you guys are already there, but the derms would be wet.
Yeah, because they're from the creek.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. Like you try to grab one in your hand, it would slip out
like
soap. Like
those tubes that you... Yeah. Anyway, just checking, because that's where they came from the creek, because they're wet.
Yeah, I know. It's disgusting. A lot of mud. I imagine them burrowing as well, and I hate it.
Yeah, they absolutely do burrow.
Oof. And so I was thinking...
To fuck their mate.
Like leeches?
Yep.
Because they're bad, they're slippy, and again, they suck a lot of blood. And I was thinking, well, what would be worse with them? And I'm thinking maybe locusts.
Okay.
So leeches.
Flying leeches.
Flying leeches.
Have, question, you just reinvented the mosquito.
But
it's just a wet mosquito.
Yes. A wet mosquito that also eats crops.
Okay.
Or people like a locust eating a crop. I guess a worse mosquito.
Okay, so you're imagining a swarm of these mosquitoes. They like pass through someone and like
leeches.
Piranhas. Huh? Oh, leeches. Yeah, I don't know where I got mosquitoes from. They pass through someone and like a piranha consume all the blood out their body and pop out the other side.
Yes.
Yes? What does a person look like with no blood?
Saggy.
Thin.
I lost all this blood weight.
Am I dead?
Unwell.
Am I dead or just saggy now?
Definitely dead. You can't.
Oh, hey, you might be cured of some ailments, though.
There could be a brief moment where you feel all right.
Like, this isn't too bad. Oh, wait. This is hideous. Okay, so are you getting a city or a small town? Where is getting attacked by the...
I would say it's a small town first. Like, okay. It'd be this kind of thing where it's like, oh, they got a locust problem. So someone's been like, you know what? you know, for some reason, someone's like, yeah, but you know what gets rid of locusts? Ah, leeches. And also, I know my grandma gave me this witch curse. And then they just chant it.
Okay, so yours involves magic, which is cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Ours is like misbreeding through science.
I don't know what mine was.
Natural disaster.
Mine, that's naturally disaster. Occurring. Yours is a witch's curse brings around a leech swarm.
So that's a driven plausibility, don't
you? Yeah, oh, yeah, that's true. Magic not real.
Yeah. Look, someone had to say it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what you're doing now? You're the doubting scientist who's like, magic isn't real. And then what have you got? A whole bunch of swarming leech locusts.
Do you, are they coming?
Build a glass box. I'll still be a naysayer, but I'll be safe.
Do they? I'm going to be the guy that's like, maybe it's good.
Hey, this rule.
I'm just saggy. And then I die.
Just imagine a leech. Imagine that with wings, but like the mandibles of a locust.
Oh, yeah. How big are we talking?
We're talking like, because locusts are the size of, like a dinner rat, plate kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. So
that is the I'll best example of how both of your brains work at the same time that we could have ever put to audio. Yeah, they're pretty big. You're about the size of a rat dinner plate.
So, a leech the size... How much blood is too much blood to lose quickly?
Look. How much are you thinking is too much to lose quickly?
I'm not sure. Because I'm imagining one of these leeches... under my titty, say, and then it sucks. Is that going to just knock me clean out?
Drinking it through your nipple like it's breastfeeding?
Slams onto my chest, latches its mouth around my nipple, starts sucking, and I'm like, it's just getting milk! And then it dies. Guys, I figured it out! Who's lactating?
You got to breastfeed him to death!
Because you'd be like the first one where one lands, like, oh, this leech, and you kind of peel it off, like, oh, that hurt, then another one, then another one, then another one, then another one. Because the big problem is they swarm.
Yeah, it's a lot of them and they're the size of a rat. Well, how do you stop them? Other than breastfeeding, obviously. But not everyone's lactating, I guess.
What kills a leech? Fire.
Salt.
That's slugs.
That probably doesn't
also kill a leech.
Yeah. Leeches probably aren't cool with salt. So.
I had a leech on my eye once and the guy just pulled it off.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, but we need
never tell me this story ever again. Okay. Thank you.
What if to combat the leeches, we go to the local salt mine, we get wet, we jump in the salt.
Get salty, dehydrate yourself though.
Yeah, but I got a bottle of water on hand for just this situation.
Still so salty.
And then I run, and when the leeches land on my body, they shrivel up and die.
Why don't you instead
get
yourself in, say, like a hazmat suit, then get yourself wet, then dunk yourself
what
in
about
salt.
I get myself one of those fireproof suits that stuntmen wear?
Yes.
Set myself alight.
Yes.
And then breastfeed all of the leeches to death.
Yes.
A toxic mix of fire and manned milk.
Jackson's breast milk is so salty. It's all right, killed
these
leeches.
These leech custs have come into Hollywood. Uh-huh. They're just causing so much strife. But thankfully, we have a team of stunt men and women
set themselves on fire. And any citizen who'd like to join the fight, set yourself on fire and body slam the leeches.
Note, lactating preferable.
If you are lactating, the leeches hate breast milk, so that's also probably going to be pretty helpful.
I'm just imagining you popping that, like the leech kiss that has been consuming breast milk and blood, and just that
white
that
and
mixture.
Red.
Just going everywhere.
I'd get too attached. That's the problem.
You'd raise them as your children.
Maybe these are my babies.
Don't kill them. I love this one.
I love these leeches. Come live with me, leeches.
You can have some of my blood sometimes.
Suckle on my breast milk and veins. And then I do a great thing for society.
And die.
As the leeches who cannot understand me swarm
just
and kill me.
You really did a good thing for society there by shutting up and dying. Now I don't have to watch a man breastfeed a leech anymore. This rule.
You're just like trying to like just a quick start a religion around them.
Maybe this is God. Maybe God's always been big rat-sized leeches with wings. Who can say? Thank God he's dead.
Was sad when everyone else died, but I clapped a bit when he died.
How do you get rid of locusts?
You don't.
I think they just pass through and you just cop it.
Yeah. So we
pesticides?
We could just live our life.
Well, I'm thinking, right? Well, pesticide generally gets rid of locusts,
yeah.
I assume. Or like
I said
bugs.
DMT, but that is absolutely not what I meant.
No.
What about
and fire gets rid of...
It's in Big Yellow Taxi. The song, they say something about a pesticide.
Pull up a pie and eat off a parking lot.
It's not DMT. That's a fucked drug.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Hey, what about if we just poison our own blood?
Oh.
What are the leeches drinking?
Maybe DMT is the answer.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Well, first off, birds clearly eat locusts.
That's true.
But fire gets rid of
leeches.
So, some kind of fire bird.
DDT.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
So we set the birds on fire.
Mm-hmm. Or we just kind of...
The Phoenix Initiative.
Again, like a natural occurring horsequake.
Yeah.
Like the wild bird fires of California.
Okay. They sound like fire and a whole bunch of screeching birds.
I can't sleep anymore.
Hey, is this just a fire that's killing birds? Or is this like the horsequake last year?
The birds don't seem to be dying, so I think this is like the horsequake.
I assume we're good.
I'm just glad there's no creaks and dicks anymore.
Life's been crazy this last 2 years. I guess then the bird fire sweeps through Los Angeles, destroys the leeches, but then
destroys most of America.
Yeah. What? Cats.
I'm still on the poison our own blood.
Wet cats.
Wet cats get rid of... Oh, to get rid of the bird fire. We're doing this again. Yeah, wet cats get rid of a bird fire. Then we have a wet cat problem, but is that a problem? Dry out the cats, then we just get a cat problem.
Dogs.
Man's best friend.
Say more men.
Yeah. Diamonds are girl's best friend.
Diamonds.
Families.
Yeah, but we always have families. That's just part of the cycle. Well, if we give every dog to every ranch full of Wild West outlaws that have settled down with a wife and kids.
Now they got a hound.
Yeah, that's that problem
that's
sorted.
Good.
That is sorted.
All right, so let's talk about this leech swarm. Okay, so
horror,
pretty high.
Especially the breastfeeding really adds to it. It's probably a fiver.
Yeah. It's not as unpleasant as writhing worm dicks, but yeah,
it's pretty bad.
It's five. Right, survivability. You might die
if you know it can kill you. Definitely.
Yeah.
But if you know what's coming, you could avoid it. Because I feel like that leeches mixed with locusts, if you stay inside,
crawling through cracks, man.
Yeah, nah, that's fair. But they're
imagine these little gross, slippery little locusts.
Do they act like locusts, sir?
They act like locusts or like leeches.
Because either way, neither of those, I could be wrong, but I don't think that...
Because locusts can't get into your car.
No, but that fucks your end. It's just because if you're driving through them, it goes into your grates because it's so thick. But if it's hitting a house, I don't think that'll
But they are thirsting for blood.
They are also leeches, which means they could probably squeeze through places.
But I don't think leeches smell blood and chase it.
These ones do, like the horses from earlier.
Ah, yeah. Then it's
always trying to get into people's cars.
Yeah.
They want to drive it.
Yeah. I'd give this one maybe a 4 for survivability.
Mm-hmm.
Plausibility.
Zero. Magic.
Magic's not real.
No good.
But then again, like I was always being the naysayer with the horsequake.
Yeah, but that's a natural disaster.
Yeah, natural disaster and just science. Magic.
So what are you on at the end?
Rude. Rude
so
boys.
He's a nine. Worst horror movie, worst animal mashup.
Horsequake, I'm a close second with the Derm.
Yeah.
Which is basically making society look at a wet duck dick, but big.
And damn it.
As soon as we find out that magic is real, boy, will egg be on your faces.
When magic is proven real, we'll come back to this, and we'll amend those results.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
Fear our creations.
Stay inside.
Stay
or
indoors.
Not.
Do not go outside and engage the horses.
Fear.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.